Irish music from the ever brilliant Picture This, That's Never Changed, here on Beat 102 and 103. Well, if you're single and like adventure, then my next guest this morning might have just the thing for you. Lisa Carroll is the woman behind Knobs and Knockers. It's an adventure events that aim to have an equal mix of men and women for team activities and maybe a little bit of flirting as well. Lisa is here to fill us in. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Arda. Thank you.
Are you a single lady?
I'm not. No.
Okay.
So, but I have many single friends, okay, which is what put the idea in my head.
Are you married or in a relationship? Or
I am married and I have two children.
Okay, very good. So when were your single days then? Were they a long time ago?
They were over 11 years ago now at this stage.
So are you looking at this from someone who's been in a long-term relationship and seeing your single friends and how they're dating, or...
Absolutely. I would have between myself and my husband, we would have a few single friends, many of whom are in their late 30s, early 40s, and they are constantly giving out that there is no good way to meet people out there. They're finding it very hard to meet other people. Mm-hmm. I suppose some of them have tried the online dating scene. It hasn't worked out. They've had a few nightmares. Other than that, they're saying it's all about the pub environment. And I suppose as you get a little bit older, you want a life outside of the pub environment as well. So just put a bit of an idea into my head that maybe we should see what else is out there for singles as a little bit of a business on the side to start up and see what we could look at.
And it took me a while to get the pun of Knobs and Knockers. We won't go there. But how did you get started?
I suppose, first of all, having a look around to see what's out there for singles at the moment and realising that everything is either online, it's speed dating, or it revolves around pub quizzes and in the pubs. Whereas the whole culture in Ireland now is starting to veer towards the outdoors, and they're all getting involved in their running or their cycling. And it might not be for everybody, but a lot of people are tending to veer towards the event side and the activity side. So I thought, well, right, maybe if I looked at something with activities that we could bring people together in a really fun environment so as they could enjoy themselves, have a bit of crack, meet other singles in that environment. It takes all the awkwardness out of trying to meet somebody. There's no silences. Everybody's thrown in having fun together from the minute they arrive.
Like team building.
Exactly. But probably a bit
love.
Like that.
Yeah.
There you go. Team
that
building for love.
Your tagline.
That's it.
So you describe the event as mix and mingle. So
Yes. Have
you had a really good think about what kind of adventure event you're going to do?
We have. We have a whole host lined up, and we're trying to cater for all different sort of fitness levels. So from the people who hate fitness and hate the outdoors, we very much have the Kilkenny event set up to suit them. And then for people who like a little bit of adrenaline, maybe like the rock climbing, their indoor caving, we have the Dunmore East Centre set up to bring them down there and do the day down there.
Okay.
So we're trying to cater for everybody.
So it's over 35, am I right in saying
No,
that?
It's between 25 to 50, but
okay,
within that
over
then
25.
We've got different age groups.
Okay. Yeah. So how does that work? So you're going to break them up by decade or?
Not quite. To start off, now, as we go along, we'll change age groups for various different events. But to start off, we have 25 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
We have 35 to 50. And that covers the LGBT groups then as well.
Great. Okay. So Dunmore East and Waterford. And then in Kilkenny.
We have Team Dynamics.
You have Team Dynamics. So they'll be doing little event type things throughout the day.
Kevin has a whole host of hilarious challenges lined up for them in Kilkenny. Trust me, I've seen some of them. They're very good. So they will be laughing from the minute they arrive. At both locations, we have set it up so from the minute they arrive, it's getting stuck in. There's no time for awkwardness. It's fun the whole way through.
Yeah, I've done the Dunmore East Adventure Centre thing. There's a lot of inflatable stuff.
Yeah, we're not bringing them onto water this time of the year. A bit cold.
Okay.
We're keeping them indoors.
Okay, interesting.
Yes.
So you need an equal amount of men to women.
That's the key.
Okay. So
and I think that's
going to
be our challenge.
Okay, so what are you looking for? So number-wise...
Number-wise, we're keeping the groups quite intimate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in Kilkenny, there'll be about 24.
So that's 12.
12 men, 12 women.
Okay. But you're also, as you said, catering for the LGBT community.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then in Dunmore East, we can take upwards of 30. So anywhere between 30 to kind of 36, we'll keep a comfortable number there. And again, equal numbers, male, female. So I think our challenge, we seem to have a great response from ladies. Our challenge will be getting the men on board.
Now, how do we do that?
I don't know. All you men out there, are you listening? We've got lovely single ladies lined up for you. Plenty of activities.
This is a real case of a woman who's in a single man's life saying, you should go and do that event.
Yes, that's exactly it. Whether it's the mammy or the sister or the cousin or the best friend, get them out there. Push them towards this.
And have you male single friends?
Yes.
And
yeah.
What do they say about the dating scene? Because I think women are very vocal about it.
Bit the same. They're a lot quieter. And some of them said, oh gosh, I'm not sure if I go to something like that. And that's why we've purposely set this up whereby you've got your activities like your rock climbing or there's a bit of orienteering in Kilkenny so they can get out there and maybe it feels I think with the men, a lot of it is they don't want to feel awkward or awkward silences or what am I going to say to somebody. It's about that initial meetup they find hard. Whereas in this instance, it's a big group, you know, so it makes it much easier to meet people.
But it's taking that first step,
it
as
is,
you said.
Taking that plunge.
Unfortunately, it seems that women are, in general, willing
they're much
to,
braver to, to get out there.
So listen, men, or listen, ladies, if you have a man in your life that is single and you think just needs to meet someone, sign him up for Knobs and Knockers.
Absolutely.
What dates are the events, Lisa?
So on the 21st, we have Kilkenny event.
Okay.
Which is for age 35 to 50s.
Okay.
And also on the 21st, we have Dunmore East, which is the 25 to 40s that day.
Okay, lovely.
The following week, then we have the LGBT group in Kilkenny.
Okay, and that's the 28th?
28th.
Yeah.
And we in Dunmore East that day, then we have the 35 to 50s.
Lovely. So you kind of can decide if you're 25 or mid-30s.
We kind of said, so people kind of, they're sitting around the 34, 33, 34 might like to maybe go for an older girl or guy, and they can add
or
in.
Vice versa.
Yes, absolutely. So they can go with in either group.
Okay, lovely. So great idea. Activities and, like, you know, not sitting across from each
other
on a blind date.
That's it. And we'll give them food and everything at the end. So we feed them and we look after them at the end. When they've had a chance to mingle and they're more relaxed, then we stop and have some food.
But we need men.
Yes.
Brave men and chatty men.
Absolutely.
And men who like
and
a
we're
bit
up
of
for a
activity.
Bit of adventure and activity and get out there and have some fun.
Lovely. So if you know a man like that, or if you are a man like that, you can go onto the Knobs and Knockers Facebook page, or you can search the website as well. It's Knobs in Knockers.
That's it.
.ie. So that's Knobs N Knockers.ie. Lisa, best of luck with it. It's
such
a good idea. I hope you're going to be doing more events
loads
as the months go on.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. You'll be like the Cilla Black of the Southeast with a little bit of adventure thrown in the meantime.
That's it.